In this interview, I'm speaking with Mark Long with New Holland. First of all, Mark, tell me about yourself and what you do for the company.
I'm a marketing specialist in our hay and forage packaging group, and I focus on mainly the small square balers and round balers. We've introduced a new model of small square baler this year, and we've done some updates to it. We haven't done in probably about 15 years. Tried to make a focus on serviceability and beef up some of the wear items, make it a little more durable. This year we went with a heavier duty drive line. It's a Category 6 drive line, and we beefed it up. We went to a higher grade steel on the tongue.
Well, I noticed you got it out here on display at Farm Progress Show, and to make it kind of easy for the producers, you've actually noted by numbering and putting points on there so they can see what some of these changes are, right?
Yeah, what we've done is just made up little cards with magnets on them and highlighted all the points on the machine and explained a little bit what was changed. And we actually have little flyers to hand out that they can walk around it and follow along with the numbers and read what's changed and what the benefits are. We also, everybody, it's drawn a lot of interest with the special decal we have on it. It kind of goes back to an old vintage decal that we used to have, and we're doing that to celebrate our 700,000th anniversary. We'll be producing our 700,000th small square baler this October. Wow. And we've done it all in New Holland, Pennsylvania, and we're really proud of that. So,
great. Well, tell me about just any other couple key points that are new and improved with this model.
One of the big things that the guys have experienced in the past is if they're putting a lot of hay through, they would wear out the feeder floor, and it could be a bugger to replace if it needed to be replaced or cracked. So we this year went to a replaceable feeder floor, so when it wears out or cracks, it's pretty simple just to put a new one in there and less stress. We've also this year, we increased our capacity on the twine box. We went from a 6-ball twine box to an 8-ball twine box on our two bigger models. And that's just so guys can stay in the field longer and less downtime changing twine. One other big change is it's always important to try to get the best bale length consistency you can, and it's really important to the commercial guys. So we've moved our star wheel back 6 inches in the bale chamber, where it's turning in the bale that's more compressed, and what that does, you get more consistent turn on a star wheel, and your bale length consistency will improve with that. So,
okay. But anything else you might want to point out in terms of this unit or what the company's doing when it comes to hay equipment?
Well, we're over the years, the small square baler is the market's died off quite a bit, and we've really forged ahead with the bigger, more production models, our round balers and our big square balers. We just had an update on the big square baler this year, a new model. So we continue to forge ahead on all our hay and forage products. We're the market leader in hay and forage, and we're really looked upon very highly. So we're going to continue to forge ahead and not forget about what got us here and what we built the company around. That's a small square baler. So
great. Well, thank you very much, Mark Long with New Holland, showing new equipment here in the New Holland exhibit at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.